Can you really trust God? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that we and God together cannot handle. That's so very important, because Mondays are such transitional days. Mondays can be very fearful days. Mondays can be days in which we find challenges at work, at school, in our own homes. And so every Monday I kind of remind you that God is with you, and with God on your side, you can handle what the day brings. I want to share with you today some scripture that reinforces that idea. It's from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25. And this is Jesus talking. It's that wonderful passage from the lilies of the field. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you are to eat or drink, or about your body, what you are to wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. That is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Wonderful advice, isn't it? Not easy to practice. Let me follow up with one of the poems that I love so very, very much to use on a program. I'll be using it with some frequency because it makes this passage that I just shared with you come alive. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would surely like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. God does care for you. How about that sentence in the passage that I just shared from you from Matthew's Gospel? It says, Are you not much more valuable than they? Referring to the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Now, that's an important question for you to think about right now. How valuable do you believe you are in God's eyes? If Scripture tells us that God has counted every hair on our head, if God knows how many heartbeats we're going to have before we die, if God is closer to us than the air in our lungs, are we not valuable to God? Sure, that takes an act of faith. That takes a leap of faith. But the difference it makes in a person's life when you're able to make the leap of faith. Anxiety, worry, dread is just consuming people these days. Fear of the unknown. Fear of disease. If you have cable TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can get bad news. And then the scripture passage said, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life, to her life? When has worrying ever made anybody healthy? Actually, the healthiest people I know are those who live for the day, one day at a time. We get daily bread, right? One day at a time. So if you're able to have, and that takes a lifetime of working at it, if you're able to have a very trusting relationship with God, it does pay off. That's why I started the program with the words, can you really trust God? I think that question is a question a lot of people have today. You know, because God doesn't snap his finger, he doesn't wave a magic wand. Most often he uses human instrumentality to bring about the big and little miracles that we want in our life. And so because we don't get our immediate answers, or we don't know what's going to happen, God doesn't lay out our life before us 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, because He said He's only going to give us daily bread, then we have to, as a matter of fact, trust God. You know, all the great saints got to a point in their life when they trust God, when they were able to say, whatever, Lord, Your will be done. How many times do you pray the Our Father? More than once, maybe a day. And you say, Thy will be done. Why would you say to God, Thy will be done, unless you believe that God had your best interest at heart, unless you believe that God cared for you, unless you believe that God really wanted you to spend eternity in heaven? Earth's not our home. Earth is our gymnasium. We're going to have some struggles. God never promised us a good time. He promised us a good life. God never promised that He would make our life easy. He promised He'd be there for us. Jesus promised that. Jesus came in the flesh to show us that God loved us. I mean, what greater example of God's love do you need than Jesus hanging on the cross? The ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sign of friendship. You know, if you study the Gospels, you'll see that Jesus talked much more about fear than He did sin. And yet we know that perfect love drives out fear, St. John says in his first letter. So there's a connection between trust and love. The more we believe God loves us, the more we can trust God. It's absolutely rare to have someone love you unconditionally. And that's where the problem is. It's hard to believe that God loves you unconditionally because you don't see it enough in this world. I hope that every listener today has had an experience, at least once in your life, of somebody loving you unconditionally. We don't remember those first couple years of our life, but that's what happened between us and our mothers. Unless it was an abusive relationship with our parents, those first months, first couple years out of our mother's womb, when our mother and father held us, changed us, rocked us, walked us, fed us, fussed over us, stared in our faces with incredible unconditional love. That's an image of God's love. Our parents were our first experience of God. Now, we grew up in a world where perhaps we didn't have that kind of unconditional love. Just because it doesn't come from humans doesn't mean that God the Father is not constantly, day in and day out, every single moment of the day, loving you. He's not going to wave the magic wand. But the more we trust, we see how God writes straight with crooked lines. We see how if we take one day at a time, God will be there for us. Now, this is the struggle with trusting God. We're the only country in the world that places on our money in God we trust. But again, you know, I don't know if we follow what we put on our money. Do you really trust God? The question today is it worth the risk to trust God? I say yes. I say yes, even though you're going through a challenge, you're carrying a heavy cross, your faith is being severely tried right now. Trust God. Live one moment at a time. Stay in the moment. We can get through one day at a time. If we think we have to put up with this cross the rest of our life, we'll go to pieces. It's worth the risk. You really can trust God. Our prayer partners today are the blind. Please pray for people who suffer from blindness. It's a heavy cross for them to carry. And yet I have met blind people, or I've had a blind husband and wife on my retreats a number of times, my married couples retreat. They were inspiring. They did trust God. They let God be their guide. And of course, He sent good people in their lives to help them. Today's food for thought: a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. Isn't that true? You know, you can smile in any language on this earth. And I encourage you to do that. Now, today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Before we left on a business trip, my brother-in-law, Lex, took his young son Cameron aside. True story by Amy Canterbury. My brother-in-law said, "Cam, I'm trusting you to take care of the family. You'll be the man of the house." Comprehending the gravity of the situation, listen to what Cameron said. Cameron said, "Well, Dad, in that case, I'm going to need the remote control." I guess he knows what the man of the house gets to use. Would you like to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? It's such a delight to know that people are actually listening to my radio show. You can drop me a note. You can send me your prayer intentions. I do. I faithfully take people's prayer intentions to God. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching in case I'm preaching near you or a relative and you'd like to see me in person. You can also give me some support from my hospital in Mexico, Oaxaca, Mexico. The poverty down there is incredible. If you could send me $10, that would cover 3 poor people's appointments to our hospital and clinic. You can make that check out to TASH, T-A-S-H, which stands for the Anacetar Hospital, TASH, Inc., and you can send it to me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Also, I want to tell you that you can listen to these radio programs on my website. Say you're busy one morning and you didn't get to hear it and you use the internet. Visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Not only can you listen to my radio shows, but you can click on the link to the web page of the hospital down in Mexico, and you can see all the wonderful things we're doing down there. You can just click the English translation of their website, and it'll give you a lot of good information. Also, you can, if you use the internet, you can use my website, fatherscott.com, to send me your prayer intentions. So there's a variety of ways of getting in touch with me, but I would love to hear from you folks. And if you do that, God will bless you. And with each attempt you make to trust God more, then you can count more and more on God working very powerfully in your life. God never, never misses an opportunity when people say, "Here I am, God, use me, I trust you." He will bless you profoundly. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now is please join me in the beginning of the Peace Prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.